But first, craft brewers in Arizona can breathe a sigh of relief this morning. They've been fighting against a tax that was scheduled to double come January, arguing it'll cost jobs and expansion efforts. 2 years ago, Congress passed the Craft Beverage Modernization and Tax Reform Act. It was part of the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. It cut in half the federal excise tax most of the nation's 8,000 breweries pay on the beer they make. But here's the thing. The Joint Committee on Taxation found the tax break mostly benefits large producers and importers of spirits, wine, and beer. Think mega companies. This week, Congress approved a one-year extension of the tax cut. And as KJZZ's Paul Atkinson explains, local breweries will save money, but not as much as you may think.
Phoenix Beer Company officially opened in October and plans to produce about 4,500 barrels a year. That's well over a million pints.
We offer 12 different beers, most of them offered here in our tap room. About four or five of them are out in the general market in Phoenix, Tucson, and Flagstaff.
Adam Wojcik is brewery director at Phoenix Beer Company.
Our flagship is our IPA, so that's what we're known for and hope to be more known for moving forward. So
you can enjoy an IPA in the tap room slash brewery slash warehouse on Washington and 30th Streets. And come February, you'll find Phoenix Beer Company at Sky Harbor Airport.
So that's a big volume push for us. With that being said, needing equipment is part of that.
And that's where the federal excise tax comes in. It's not a sales tax. It's a so-called sin tax that the federal government charges on things like cigarettes and alcohol. Brewers who produced smaller amounts of beer were taxed $7 a barrel. But Congress slashed that tax in half 2 years ago. Rob Fulmer is executive director of the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild.
You know, it was set as temporary. To see if, the economic impact was a positive thing, and I think we've demonstrated that.
In fact, Arizona has added 22 breweries in just the past 2 years alone. And without an extension of the tax break, they and the dozens of other local breweries would have seen their excise tax bill double. Phoenix Beer Company estimated taxes would jump from $16,000 to $32,000 next year. Adam Wojcik.
Given the growth mode that we're currently in, we just did our annual business plan, right? And a lot of that is, it's all the financial side of it, of how many barrels we're going to produce, how many bodies are required to do that. And this is kind of putting a little bit of a roadblock in front of us of, you know, how are we going to pay for these people now that our taxes from a federal standpoint are literally doubled.
Wojcik says the excise tax is due as soon as the beer is brewed, not sold. So it's more difficult to pass the cost increase on to consumers, meaning breweries must make up the money elsewhere. But hold on.
So I think there is some confusion from average beer drinkers about what these excise taxes mean. And that's understandable because who the heck follows the ins and outs of tax structure in any kind of industry that they don't work in?
That's Kate Bernat, a certified beer judge who happens to be a reporter for Good Beer Hunting, a blog that extensively covers the craft beer industry. Her latest article is titled, "The Sky Isn't Falling Despite Trade Groups' Dire Prediction, Failure to Renew Brewery Tax Breaks Won't Unravel U.S. Business."
What I set out to do in my reporting is figure out what an increase in these excise taxes, which would have happened if Congress failed to extend the excise tax cuts, I set to find out what that really meant for the average small brewery.
What Bernat found is that a median-sized brewery only produces about 600 barrels of beer a year, which amounts to $2,100 in excise tax currently. If the tax break isn't extended, that amount would double to $4,200 a year. It's not chump change, but
for a lot of small breweries, it's not to say that the tax increases wouldn't be noticeable or wouldn't really put a pinch in certain plans, but they probably wouldn't sink an otherwise healthy craft brewery, which is sort of a silver lining, I suppose.
Bernat says when the extension of the tax cut is signed by President Trump, the industry can focus its attention on a different threat. It's losing market share to wine and liquor. And the beer industry faces a more ominous threat, the growth in popularity of legal cannabis. Paul Atkinson, KJZZ News. Phoenix.